To travel the 1,200 miles southwest from Tokyo to Yonaguni, a tiny island at the farthest end of the Ryukyu chain, in a single day, requires setting out early and flying on one of the 2 days of the week when the connections match up in Naha, the capital of Okinawa Prefecture. During the post-war era, Japan has enjoyed a reputation as perhaps the most peaceful major country in the world. But in Okinawa, even from the air, there is no escaping how incomplete or even deceptive this widely accepted picture is. Upon our final approach before landing in Naha, three of Japan's White Self-Defense Force, SDF, fighters, spooling contrails in their wake, darted parallel to us in formation. Down below, both at dock and at sea, were SDF Coast Guard cutters and other smaller ships whose white hulls stood out against the placid-looking blue carpet of the Pacific. Okinawa is the island where American-led Allied forces famously launched their ferocious invasion of Japan in early April 1945, losing 14,000 personnel, while killing at least five times as many Japanese soldiers, along with between 42,000 and 150,000 civilians. Okinawa was captured in order to serve as the springboard for what would have been a far more challenging assault on Japan's so-called home islands, aimed at capturing Tokyo or forcing surrender. As it happened, the war was brought to an end by the dropping of atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki that August. This hardly meant the end of the American story on Okinawa. The Americans never left. Over the next seven decades, the island became the most important anchor of American power in the Western Pacific, enabling the United States to hedge or balance seemingly indefinitely against China, whose mainland lay a mere 400 miles to the west. From the perspective of the locals, that has made it the unhappy home of about 63% of the roughly 25,000 American troops who are permanently stationed in Japan, despite the fact that Okinawa makes up less than 1% of Japan's total landmass. On the connecting flight to Yonaguni, we strung our way along a necklace of tiny islands that drooped off to the southwest from Okinawa, first past Miyako, then Iriomote, and then an assemblage of smaller others, some flat as pancakes and patterned in the green geometric fields of commercial agriculture, others darkly mountainous, their coral approaches ringed by encroaching circular tides. Most of the visitors who come this way are drawn by great surfing or diving, or the prospect of a rustic nature retreat, all of which these islands offer in abundance. The specks of land below are of greater interest, however, because they have served as interstitial tissue in the ebb and flow of empires, and today are the focus of an enormous geopolitical contest that has recently resumed in this part of East Asia. It was here, in this watery realm, that China, drawing on a combination of newfound wealth and power and some impatience, was girding for a showdown with Japan, the neighbor that had most persistently defied it over the past 13 centuries. For hundreds of years, this string of islands, often collectively referred to simply as Okinawa, a name that fittingly means a rope in the offing, had been the quasi-independent kingdom of Ryukyu. Throughout much of that time, for China, this tiny monarchy had mostly served as a reminder of the nuisances of the tribute system because of the hospitality costs associated with hosting frequent visits by embassies from such a small vassal state were far out of proportion to the value of bilateral trade, so much so that Beijing made little noise about its loss when Japan annexed the islands in 1879. At altitude on a cloudless day, though, it is easy to understand how important an impediment the Ryukyus may now seem to be for the global aspirations of a rising power that sees itself as increasingly entitled. In its entirety, Japan takes the shape of an elongated archipelago, a gently curved scythe, stretching all the way from the icy ports of Russia south to the doorstep of semi-tropical fringes of the South China Sea. For the purposes of maritime navigation, the archipelago serves as an immense picket fence that looms off of China's shores, restricting access to the open waters of the Pacific to a handful of easily guarded choke points. At its southern end, at Yonaguni, the westernmost point of Japan, it also comes within eyesight of Taiwan, just 62 miles distant. For this reason, and for reasons of history as well, the Ryukyus have come to powerfully concentrate China's attention. It is here that this fence is at once its most fragile and strategic. Sitting astride critical sea lanes connecting southern China and the vast blue waters of the Pacific Ocean.